My name is Adam Sullivan, and I graduated from Brashear High School in 2005. I haven't been here in 10 years, did not be somewhere for 10 years, but I knew exactly where to go. I remember walking past the library, all these things, so it was really neat walking in. When I came in, I went through the South House entrance, and as I walked in, I remember standing in a line in like pouring down snow trying to get through the metal detectors, and we had to have clear backpacks. The year I left, they started this like clear backpack rule. My middle school was actually in Carrick, so I didn't know anybody at Brashear. I was really fresh. So I remember not really knowing anybody when I came here and kind of, you know, wanting to, you know, take school serious, but also wanting to make friends and stuff like that. And, you know, that's really the kind of thing that, you know, ninth grade kind of stuck out to me. I actually remember my very first day at Brashear. I came down that back walkway near the tennis courts, and I was ninth grade. Remember, I don't have any friends. I don't know a single person at Brashear. And there are just like what seems to be 100 seniors all smoking cigarettes. And I'm walking through this crowd of people, and I was like, oh man, I'm going to get beat up. This is not going to end well for me. After that, that scenario never happened. I think I just like built it up in my mind. But I remember walking through there and just being terrified. And then within a few days, I was like, oh, this isn't bad. This is really embarrassing. I did the morning announcements. I did the morning announcements my senior year. And it was, you know, you can't live that down. You are forever the morning announcer. And I knew the Pledge of Allegiance better than any person ever. So I took like AP classes, and I actually was able to graduate with 19 AP credits. To me, that was really cool. I was able to leave Brashear with a semester of college already. So it was a really cool experience for me. I really enjoyed being able to kind of push myself. And if you want to push yourself at Brashear, there was definitely an opportunity for that to happen. You can't get to physics here until 11th grade. So that's kind of the progression. I didn't really know that I wanted to be in physics until I got to 11th grade. And we had a teacher. His name was Mr. Sawinski. And he was obsessed with inclines, like the inclines that we have, the Duquesne and the Monongahela incline. So the whole time we had all these physics labs about inclines. And I loved it. I'm the dork, right? The guy that does the morning announcements. I loved physics. And then I ended up going on to, we could take a second year of physics in our senior year. And so I did that and just really, really loved it. And I guess in 11th grade, that's when I kind of decided it'd be cool to go into physics. However, I didn't really have anything lined up after the fact. I went to Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania for theoretical physics and math. Since then, after I graduated at Edinburgh, I went to the University of Tennessee and got a PhD in biomedical engineering. So I actually work at a medical device company, and I get to do this thing that's called machine learning. What it is people are afraid computers are going to take over the world. I kind of develop stuff like that. My wife, we were high school sweethearts. We met in 10th grade at Brashear, and then we went to college together, and now we're married. We went to Tennessee for a few years. We have a 2-year-old daughter now, and we have another one on the way. So for me, right, when people talk about, hey, you went to a school that's near the city, sometimes people kind of get like a bad feeling about that. And people ask, well, you know, did the white kids hate the black kids, or was there like racial things going on? And for me, I felt like everybody was kind of like in the same boat together. At least in 2005, I felt like a lot of people got along. I went to Bethel Park when I was much younger, and I felt like there was much bigger racial issues there than there was at Brashear, if that makes any sense. Brashear was really cool to me because if you wanted to exceed at Brashear, they really made an effort to help push you. I feel like I was able to get a good education, but I'm really street smart too. You know, obviously you guys all being here, you know, taking initiative after school is a really cool thing. You guys have an opportunity for the Pittsburgh Promise, right? That's a huge thing. So the way colleges kind of see that is that's like guaranteed money for them. So you're going to have a leg up in being able to apply to college. And, you know, if you have the opportunity for tech school or anything like that, there are people here that will help you do that. You just have to, you know, kind of embrace that and roll with it. So I'm 27 years old. I'm really not much older than you guys, and to be able to say I came from Bashir and have a daughter and a nice job and, you know, I have a PhD, if I went to some other school, that might not necessarily have been the case, but I was really able to do something here.